This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Very special Mad Wednesdays today with Robbie, Cam and Lisa joining me, replacing Dean while he's off being a busy, busy boy.
Because it takes two big boys to fill up that big
His shoes are really big to fill.
Yeah. He does edit the podcast. He'll get a big head if we talk about him too much.
No.
we better back up a little bit. Bit of a Eurovision, classic from this year.
Yeah.
Popular song from Estonia there, Viktor Krohn.
I love that song.
We watched Eurovision together, didn't we, Lisa?
We did.
Oh, we were lost in the mail, obviously.
40 of our closest, dearest and dearest friends piled into my apartment.
40 of your loudest and dearest friends.
Absolutely. we did. I do love a live Eurovision viewing party. But you and I are very different when it comes to Eurovision. You like to watch all the semi-finals and doing your background checks.
I do.
I just like to wake up
come at a cold.
And be like, right, this is the creme de la creme. I don't care about the journey. We're at the destination.
The best thing was I didn't have to even watch the actual performances because I just went to Lisa's Twitter feed and it was all there.
Yes. Oh, yes. Very nice.
It was just a rolling feed.
I had opinions.
No, she was a busy lady that morning. We are joined in the studio by a fabulous guest because we have a very exciting event coming up for you soon.
Did you just say fabulous?
Yeah. Might be a little bit of a hint to what's going on.
Yeah. But it's interesting, you also had to bring up the Facebook page for you to know what you're talking about. As one of my nearest and dearest friends. No, it's good.
No, it's always good to have the facts. Thank you for joining us. Now, Edie, we are talking, of course, about Burlesque.
Yes.
Lisa, you are a producer on this.
I am.
We are also joined by one of the performers, Callum Steele. How are you going, Callum?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Lisa, do you want to start by telling us a little bit about what Burlesque is?
Well, look, the term thick icon gets thrown around a lot.
Mostly
by me. And very incorrectly, especially when it's used about me. But I want to just create this space where bears and thick boys or anyone who wasn't necessarily confident with where they were on their own body journey to have a place where they could feel safe, free of judgment, and learn to feel sexy about themselves, and then also put that into something on stage just so they could have that real empowering moment and be like, I did it. Whether they do it again or they can choose to do it as a performance career or anything, just to have them, that one moment, a room full of supportive people to be like, yes, you're beautiful. So I thought, right, I'll do a roll call and see, and I did, literally just a Facebook post. Hey, would anyone be interested in doing that? I got just completely inundated is with messages from people all over the country. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Look, that's great. I'm looking for Melbourne-specific chubs at the moment. So come on, thank you very much, and obviously good luck. But so we had a little information afternoon one day at Molly's and just decided, you know what, let's put it to it. And then, lo and behold, I set myself in to become a producer and create this event. And I'm like,
you've really bitten the apple. One of those people who came along to the information afternoon was Callum Steele. Have you ever done anything like this before?
Not this. I've had performance experience years ago.
Yeah.
But definitely not quite to this level.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it is burlesque. So is there burlesque roots here? Are we going to see tassels?
Absolutely.
Are we going to see ostrich feathers?
Oh, yes, actually you are. So we've been really lucky that one of Australia's premier burlesque performers, Raven, wanted to come on board, and he's been able to mentor everyone and guide them through their own little striptease journey. And we did a workshop at Bottoms Up a couple of weeks ago, and then now.
Sorry, where? Lisa's house. All right. Continue.
Bottoms Up Pole and Burlesque School. It's a great place in Brunswick. But so we went there and we just got cheeky and we learned how to strip, and then we've been working on our acts ever since. And then in like a week and a half. It's all going to kind of come together.
Yeah, it was kind of like a burlesque boot camp.
Really. Absolutely, yeah.
That's right. Sounds fabulous.
Yep, so we all had to bring our jock straps and like shirts and pants and all sorts of stuff.
That would have been a requirement from the producer, was it, to bring your jock straps along?
Look, two things can be true. You know, it can be a requirement of the act and also a personal taste of mine.
Callum, I assume that your act is sort of in the bag now. Are you able to reveal anything about what you'll be doing on the night?
I don't know if I want to give it away or
no.
People,
no. Look, that's not like you at all.
True. There is sort of a hint in my name, Callum Steele. It's Superman.
Okay. All right.
That's my inspiration.
There you go. You hear that here first.
What was that?
Superman.
Yes. So,
right. Man of Steel.
Cal-El is his name. So that's where I got it derived from. So
you of course needed to come up with a performance name. You know, a big part of burlesque and burlesque is having a new performance name. What was that process like for you?
It was literally, I've got an obsession with Superman, so yeah, it was right. Born out of that.
You knew that it was going to be something
sort of
along.
That came to me, and I'm like, that's it.
Lisa, this is particularly interesting for you because, I mean, most people already know you by a performance name.
Right, yeah, so
Lisa
I had
Mann.
To think of another one, and I wasn't given, like, I didn't come up with Lisa Mann, so I actually haven't really had to think of a performance name in nearly two decades. And I didn't have to think of this one either, so...
you've been given this as well?
Yeah, I was named by Raven.
What were you named?
So I am Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, I'm here for it.
No, that is fantastic. How exciting. Let's go to a song. Callum, if you don't mind hanging about, let's have a little bit of more of a chat about this after the break. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Cam, Barry Manilow. And Callum Steele, who, of course, are two of the performers coming up in the Burlesque show. Now, just in case I run out of time, I better let you all know, it is on June 29th. It's going to be at...
The 86.
I'm going to get in trouble for this later. At 7 o'clock on Saturday, the 29th of June.
Yes, that's right.
Where can people find their tickets?
They can go to the86.com.au and as a special guest to Joy listeners, if you use the code HairyDaddy...
Ooh,
you will get 50% off.
So that's the code HairyDaddy. So wherever you go, go to the website to book your tickets, put the promo code HairyDaddy.
HairyDaddy.
Now, can we clarify as well? Does that have to have any capitals or anything in there?
Just HairyDaddy.
Just the letters have to be
beautiful.
Lisa just wants a HairyDaddy. Well, this is just a HairyDaddy. 50% off. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. Now, look, can we talk a little bit about...
For the next 12 hours.
obviously, you've got a range of different... body types.
Right, yeah. So the whole prerequisite was really that you just had to have an eagerness to want to get up on stage and express yourself physically. And you had to consent, obviously, to taking your clothes off. That, you know, you had to be hairy.
Right.
So we've got, you know, we've got big hairy boys, we've got skinny hairy boys, we've got
the stocky ones,
we've got muscular hairy boys, all of it. So
I am
if
there.
You
for
are
that.
A fan of fuzz, let me tell you, Burlesque is where it's going to be Saturday, June 29th.
I'm so looking forward to this. I've got to get my ticket.
Yeah.
We got to get tonight.
Well, now that you've found it, you get off.
Yeah, no.
No.
Always good I've been saying for the past 3 days, I need to get my ticket.
Callum, what's the process been like for you? Have you learnt anything about yourself? You've done a little bit of performing in the past, but have you learnt anything new about yourself as a performer?
Look, it is confronting to, especially if you've never done it before, is to get up on the stage in front of a large crowd of people and take your clothes off. So it's just been that whole process, and the boot camp was really handy, was just getting more comfortable with the idea of taking it off in front of people.
All the best for the shows, Lisa. Barry Manilow. If this goes well, do you think we'll be seeing more of this kind of thing in the future?
Well, absolutely. Look, if the cast wants to stick around and do more, and the audience wants more, you know, we'd be stupid not to.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it a lot. Like the diversity and the confidence it takes.
Let me tell you, I am petrified.
Really?
Oh, terrified. Oh, yeah.
get your gear off. You're off.
Which, which is just fascinating because you perform basically for a living.
Right. Yeah.
And you've got such... As Lisa, you have got such performance confidence. And yeah, it's
but
so
everything's
surprising.
Like the hair, the wig, the mug, everything.
It's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Now it's you.
Hey, now you've got to take it all off in front of people. That's different.
So I'm assuming Lisa's wearing a lot of high neck outfits for the next few weeks?
No. No, the costume girl.
growing the chest hair back. Reminder, that is next Saturday, June 29th at the 86 Burlesque The Show.
Yep.
What was that website for tickets again?
The86.com.au, and use the promo code Hairy Daddy.
You'd be silly not to go along. It's going to be buckets of fun. We have got plenty more coming up after 5:30. Thank you for joining us, Callum. Thank you for joining us, Barry Manilow. We'll have Lisa Mann back now.
Thank you very much.
Hawk it! You are on Mad Wednesdays with Lisa, Cam and Robbie.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.